You're listening to the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. You can go check out Plus Membership on NewChurches.com for coaching, templates, and exclusive content. Well, today I'm with Ed, and before we get to our question by Greg Wilson, who another guy from the UK, from Manchester, England.
Manchester?
Yeah, except he's an American planting in Manchester, England.
Kind of anticlimactic. Not that we don't like Americans.
No.
But we were expecting a cool accent. And by the way, I didn't interrupt you two times. You're so fast. You stunk less than your normal thing.
That's the thing. I'm paranoid that you're going to interrupt me.
Because it's like 30 minutes of, let me tell you about New Jersey Day. Yeah, I'm really leading me, whatever. It just gets old.
I love your impersonation of me.
That was really good.
Well, today we are going to do another giveaway for New Church's Moleskin notebook and pen. And this review was left by 2%.
That's actually the person's name. Wow.
Love it.
Maybe 2%. Well, the 1%ers, the 2%ers. Yeah, I don't even 2%. Know.
His title was Quick and Robust. Wow. He gave us 5 stars.
I wanted to be robust and quick. I'm for that.
This podcast is short, yet packed with good nuggets of insight and wisdom on a variety of church planting topics. They take real questions from real pastors and planters out in the field and answer their questions. What a great idea. Very practical and down to earth and fun to listen to as well. They make
Whose
you feel like that? You're sitting in the room.
Whose
with
idea
them.
Was that? Whose?
My idea.
Your idea, exactly. It wasn't my idea. I just want to point that out. It is a great, I didn't even know there was such a thing. Yeah. What's it called? Like stovepipe or something?
Stovepipe? Speakpipe.
Speakpipe. Okay. Stovepipe. I don't know what a stovepipe. I'm from New York.
It's stovepipes. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, let's listen into today's question.
Hi, my name is Greg Wilson. I'm an American planting a church in Manchester, England. My question for you guys is about developing a rubric for a location to plant. I'm with an existing church here in the city, and we're looking to plant again in the city, and there are many, many needy areas, and we're just trying to narrow down where we ought to go. So maybe if you could bring up some ideas, some tips, some things to look out for, some pitfalls, stuff like that. Thanks.
All right. Now, I feel like this is a very helpful question, right? Because he asked about
Are you implying
to
all the others? First of all, he used the word rubric.
Yeah.
That's impressive,
that's
right?
That's awesome, right?
That's when you go to England, you start talking big words.
Speaking the Queen's English.
That's right? Very
so
impressive.
He'll have to actually do the opposite of what I'm doing. He'll have to learn the metric system. He'll have to start putting a U in color.
Wow.
Anyway, he talked about a rubric. Now, whether you plant in Manchester, England, or anywhere else, Ed, why don't you go about, hey, let's say you were actually planting, you know, you planted Grace a few years ago here.
Yeah.
What if you were to move away and plant another?
Okay, you know, so how would you start? Rubric would be impacted partly by where they're planting. So mm-hmm. if you're in, like New York State, or you know, you might find some school districts in the area, this certain courts of appeals that they're a little more negative towards renting to churches, right? If you're in Toronto, mm-hmm. we've had some difficulties, you know, and partly resolved, it's been a struggle. In the UK and in Australia and Canada, generally public schools, they're not called public schools in the UK, it's actually called the opposite, but government run schools, private schools are called in the UK, mm-hmm. Are actually more open to you in most places. Mm-hmm. So I would say my first choice would be a place where people are already coming, we're already familiar, where families like, well, not all families like school, but where, and that would be in a school, government run school system, or even a non-government run school
system.
So that
would be actually one of the first things that you think about, location?
Location would be, if you're going to talk about facility, is if everyone in the community is going there, I want to go in the direction and the distance that people are going to a public space, I want to go there.
That's good.
And second, are there other places like that? Want a movie theater sort of like that? So I would consider a movie theater. we've talked about a warehouse, but a warehouse tends to be a 7-day-a-week space. But you know, what I'm looking for is first, public. I want a public spot. Now, it doesn't have to be – I can't put a sign out at a school, mm-hmm. But I want a public spot. Second, I want something that is the direction and the distance – that people drive to work, play, shop.
Okay. So they're passing by.
Yeah. So, well, for example, I know where we meet at our church. I know that I can, I can reach about 10 miles, I should say kilometers. Well, he knows miles, right?
Yeah.
So he's an American. So, So I can reach about 10 miles out of town from where we are and about 3 miles in town to where we are.
Okay.
Because people 5 miles in town don't drive 5 miles out to go to where our theater is. They drive further in, farther in. People 10 miles out drive 10 miles in because we're sort of at the shopping center.
Okay.
So your target area is not really a circle around your location. It sort of depends upon the traffic patterns. Right? Okay. So Manchester's a pretty decent sized city. So if you're on the edge of that city, you're going to go, you know, you might be able to go 20 kilometers, 15, 20 kilometers out from your location, but only 5 or 6 in from your location.
Yeah.
So sort of, so as you pick, you know, don't just put a circle and put a ring around it and say, this is all the people that we're going to reach within the circle. You're not. It's just psychologically, people don't drive out. They drive in. So I want a public space. I want a decent ability to get in and out, decent ability where location is, you know, remember distance and direction where people work, shop and play. And it could be one or two of those, right? So I live in a commuter suburb. But people go, we meet in the, it's not a mall, it's what we call an outdoor lifestyle center, but we meet in that, so that helps us. Okay, so I would ask that question. I would ask, and I'm not saying these, one's not more important than the other. I would ask then, you know, can these facilities be used for the kind of church we're going to be?
Yeah.
I need some sort of large space, right? Something that I could put chairs up where people will actually sit and sing and listen and stand. I need some place for children, probably some place for children that is perceived as being secure by the people there.
Yep.
That is secure, and people see it as secure. Sometimes the place can be secure and people don't see that, so you got to make sure that both it is and they see it. I need enough room. I probably, depending upon typical church, you know, you're going to have a nursery, you're going to have an older preschool, you're going to have a children's ministry. You can probably get by with just those things to start, but that's four or five rooms, right? Yep. And so plus your main room, your sanctuary, you know, whatever term you use, your auditorium. So I want to make sure it's amenable to, I was trying to use big words because he used the word earlier. So it's make sure it's amenable to that kind of setting.
Yep.
I want to make sure that I can have a pretty decent relationship with the landlord, yes, in a sense, yep, because I don't want to get booted out. I don't want to.
Oftentimes,
get
the leases are, you know, there's clauses, right?
Oh, yeah.
30 days
notice, yeah, or you know, if we got an event, we're going to kick you out.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, we meet in a movie theater, so there's for us, there's never a time when we get booted out, but we get moved around in the theater. Yeah. So if you're in the middle of Star Wars comes out, we end up in the smaller theater. We got to squeeze.
Yeah.
And we have a second campus that sort of helps us with that. Not on at the movie theater. So I want to make sure that the lease terms are appropriate for the kind of context that I want. And I think, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. Yeah, what would you add?
Well, what about the presence of other church plants in the area and or the presence of established churches? Do you feel like that should affect...
I guess to some degree, you know, I think of, you know, where we are now, you know, we didn't take a facility that was right next to a church that we like. I've done some preaching in, friends there. Because we just, you know, but by and large, I think what you'll find is the few spaces that there's not going to be 100 options in this part of Manchester.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have 2 or 3 and maybe, you know, you're going to pick the one that's best, even if it's sort of near others. So we have a church, right? You know, it's Tennessee, it's not Manchester. There is a Manchester, Tennessee, by the way, but it's not in the UK.
Another random fact.
It's actually right. Anyway, the last gas stop before you drive down to Atlanta.
Okay.
Got to get your petrol there. See, I'm trying to blend. But I think that I think that probably you're going to be driven more by, is there a facility available, than is it a kind of away from an established church? If you're being sent out from a mother church to another town, like maybe one side of Manchester, you're going to the other, that's different. But I'm just saying, within a few miles, you're going to take what you can find.
Yeah, and especially when you look at the density of a city as well, right? So, I mean, you look at planting in, you know, Manhattan, right? Or in England. I mean, the density is so much greater than in a rural city of 5,000 people.
Yeah.
Right? A rural town. So now, do you feel like there are any other ideas, tips, or pitfalls that he should be looking out for as he plants?
I think so. I think that a facility can sometimes have a reputation. Yeah. You know what makes a great facility? A chapel at a hospital or a funeral home. Mm-hmm. Well, in both cases, you got other difficulties. There's some pitfalls that sort of come with that.
There is that perception.
You know, and so I know church plants that have actually met in the chapel of a hospital, you know, somebody, or a meeting room of a hospital, or I know of a church plant that successfully stayed for 2 years in a funeral home. Because you can't joke about it because that's offensive to people who use the funeral home. So you might, you know, people are dying to come to our church. You know, you can't do that.
I hope no one's ever done that.
Exactly. Because you can't. Yeah. And so it's not, I mean, it's too serious.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time, I mean, it's sort of like the elephant in the proverbial room. Mm-hmm. So I would say places with a challenging reputation, I would think you got to make sure that people can get in and out. You can label where you're coming in and out.
Yeah.
I was with a church plant in Nashville that using an old school, and they can't actually, they're not allowed to put out their signs at all. Even on Sunday, until they get inside the property.
Okay,
and so I don't really get why he didn't explain to me, but you know, so that you need to know that.
Yeah, then you just have that person holding a big sign, twirling it around.
Exactly. Well, what we do, you know, what we do is we go put the signs out, and they're out there 4 hours in the morning, and then we take them back and kind of go from there. So yeah, so I mean, I think all of those things are helpful. But they're little things. Maybe we should at some point, Daniel, make a checklist of things you just need to consider, things you need to check on. For example, we moved into our theater and we blew some circuits.
Yeah.
You know, so because they're not, I mean, the plugs in a theater are intended to be run vacuum cleaners.
Yes,
you're right. And so we're plugging in amps and sound. So we actually had to, we run our wires. We found out what circuits were which. And we run a long cord up, we plug it in the projector room, now it's fine.
Okay.
But you got to consider, you know, what kind of power can you draw?
Yeah, definitely. Because
you draw a lot of power with a sound system.
Yeah.
So those are just little things. You know, what I would say too, when it comes to security, is there a choke point that you can't get beyond without checking in or checking out? If you don't have that, you know, some schools don't have a choke point like that. Every hallway sort of goes to every other hallway. Then you're kind of limited. And so it's hard to deal with security.
You're talking about traffic flow?
Yeah, traffic flow. Mm-hmm. Into a children's ministry area.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. And I mean, in my previous church, what we actually did was we got in the building of a new theater. Right. Oh. And we were able to secure a lease before that.
Really?
And we're able to adjust the way that the stage was set up. We had a deeper stage, had some lights pre-installed as well.
Interesting.
So for us, it was, you know, we were able to get in earlier. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please submit your question in at newchurches.com. And there's a sidebar that says submit your voicemail. Just send any question in that you have about multiplication, leadership, church planting, multi-site, and we would love to answer it.